Welcome back to the Glitches and Gearheads podcast. We got the same three guys as every week because that's just what we do. We got Corin.
I'm eating salad.
I'm Devin, and this is Jordan.
I'm not eating salad.
I'm not either. Anyway, so we got some... I don't even know what we have today. We just have things maybe to talk about for an hour, so...
I've got some game stuff. Can entertain you. Devin's got some car stuff. Corin's got the same topics written down since 3 months ago still.
Yeah. Corin just doesn't do things. Corin likes to make us an hour late for our podcast, but that's his deal. So I'm going to start us off with something.
His boss likes to make us an hour late. Let's clarify.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. I'm going to start us off with something kind of hilarious, but also really sad, if that makes sense. You know our favorite, most reliable, like least funny company to make fun of, Ford?
Mm-hmm. I've heard of
them. Their brand new 2021, like came out months ago, 2021, Ford F-150s. They're so well made. They're just, you know, a pinnacle of engineering and creation by the Ford Motor Company. So good, in fact, that they're like a fine wine, as in they're showing their age right off the bat because they're already rusting underneath. How does a car that's been around for five months have rust underneath it?
This looks like a car that's been through like four or five winters in like Michigan.
Yeah, it's really bad. Like, really bad.
Cause that's a 2021.
That's a 2021 Ford F-150. And it's got not just a little, but like a ton of rust. And
seems like someone...
the one in that picture has only 3,000 miles on it.
Seems like someone forgot to spray some coating on some things.
I mean, it just doesn't make sense. Like, how do you screw up that bad on a brand new car?
This is going to be on a recall. Like, a few months from now, we're going to be like, there's a recall on the Ford F-150 2021.
So, it's already become a nationwide issue, not just like a northern issue where they're, you know, in winter right now. Like, people in like Florida have rust on their F-150s right now. Like, really, there's no excuse for that.
No, I don't know. I feel like you have to make it to rust that bad.
Right? So,
like, you have to want it to rust.
So, according to forums that have had hundreds and at this point thousands of responses, most of the corrosion seems to be related to the rear axle, which the rear axle on the 2021 is sold unpainted and untreated to prevent scale from forming. So they're just like, here's some raw metal, enjoy.
Why?
You would think that would be like something completely simple to do, something that they would do to every vehicle ever.
So this is 100% just Ford being like, yeah, we didn't feel like doing it.
Oh, well, you want to know the real kicker? The real kicker is that the representative from Ford, that when he was asked about this in an interview, he said, while some of the F-150 underbody steel components may show signs of surface rust, this will have no impact on part performance or life.
That's not how rust works, buddy.
Yeah, that's not how rust works.
Hey, friend, I hate to break it to you. That's not how rust works.
Rust is literally cancer for cars.
Yeah.
Literally.
It spreads. Anything that touches is going to be rusted eventually.
Yep.
Like, it doesn't just like, oh, this is isolated to this part. Like,
And you can't say it's just a cosmetic issue, because rust is not a cosmetic issue. Rust will eat through to the core components.
And right now, maybe no. Maybe there's no mechanical issue with it. Maybe it is just cosmetic at this point. But give that a couple of years. Not even a couple of years. Give it a year. And let it just keep going. That rust will start to cause problems.
I had a I had a 96, no, 92 Mazda Miata that barely had any rust on it.
I have an 03 Toyota Corolla who, this car was a northern car for the majority of its life until I moved to Tennessee. The undercarriage looks about like this. And it's an 03 Corolla.
I mean, if you look at that rust, that's on like moving parts in that picture. Like where the drive shaft connects, there is rust on the bolts that hold the drive shaft onto the rear axle. Like, that's not going to be okay. Like, sure, if the housing is rusted, okay, maybe that's fine. Like, maybe it's not going to cause a problem. And if it's a solid axle, maybe that's not going to cause a problem for a really long time. But you have it on a part that is doing how many millions of rotations? A part that makes your rear tires actually go somewhere?
Yeah, it's a pretty important part.
It's not like it's like, oh, my side view mirror has some rust on it. Or like, yeah it's it's just, it's absolutely ridiculous. There's no excuse for it.
I have funny news that I just saw.
Yeah, go ahead.
You guys know, you know, that little game, it's called Marvel the Avengers.
Are you stealing my topic?
Oh, wait.
He is stealing your topic.
You're 100% stealing my topic, aren't you? You get here an hour late, and then you steal my topics.
All right, well, whatever.
Wow.
And then he gets upset about it. Then he gets mad about it.
Avengers.
Oh, he's still going to do it.
He's still going. What a savage. He's incorrigible. The absolute brass cojones on this monster. Guy.
The game that came out, when did it come out?
Last year?
Yeah, it was last year. It's already going free to play.
Oh, no, this isn't my topic. Never mind.
Okay.
Is this breaking news?
As of 9 hours ago.
I didn't see this. Oh, this actually makes my topic even better. So, okay, go ahead with your topic then.
No, I just saw that it's been 6 months since Marvel's Avengers has launched. And they're already going free to play to try to save the game.
Okay. So that's funny because last week they were like, yeah, people are leveling up too fast. So we're going to make it like twice as hard to level up now. I'm not joking.
Wow.
They were like, people are leveling up to max level 50 too fast. So we're going to make it more grindy. Hey, when was the last time you were playing a looter shooter and you were like, man, I wish I wasn't leveling up as fast right now?
The 10 people that play that game?
Yeah. Like, when was the last time you were playing like Destiny or Warframe or something like that? And you're like, man, I wish I could not level up so fast. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay.
We're going pretty fast right now.
Okay.
Chill out with the XP here. Come on. Chill with the XP. I don't need that much XP here. I don't want it.
And then people were like confused about it. And they were like, yo, why are you doing this? And they made a whole like blog dev post about it where they said the exact same thing that they said previously. And people were like, you didn't answer anything. You said the same exact things that you said before.
That's hilarious.
Oh, so yeah, they're trying to anthem their game is what they're doing.
That's so dumb.
Wow.
It's just like,
I didn't think another game could be as almost, it almost seems like it's going to be worse than Anthem because one, they're already going free to play, which means they're desperate to just get people to download and play their game. And then now they're shooting themselves in the foot with making their game more grindy. So it's like, okay.
Yep.
Whatever you say.
Let's see. Okay. The Avengers came out last year. Anthem came out last year too. Okay, beginning of the year. When did Fallout 76 come out?
If you read the comments on that, it's just all bad. Like,
yep.
Nobody is like, "Oh, that's a great
oh, cool. cool.
anti quality of life." How odd.
Yeah.
It's Fallout 76 almost like they're trying to kill the game off on purpose.
Fallout 76 was 2018. Oh wait, no. Okay. Anthem was 2019. Okay, so 2018, biggest flop of the year was Fallout 76. 100%. That game was terrible. 2019, Anthem, worst game of the year. 2020, it's gotta be... Ooh, I forgot Cyberpunk 2077 came out in the same year. Yeah. As Avengers. I think Avengers is still a bigger flop.
Didn't we agree that Cyberpunk 2077 wasn't really
that's the thing. Game? Avengers is still a bigger flop because I think Cyberpunk will be a better game this year, later this year. 100%. Avengers is making their game worse actively. So
yeah, they're already on their way out, honestly.
Yeah. What's going to be the big flop of this year?
Avengers.
Oof.
Avengers again.
I'm reading some of these comments in here, and they're hilarious.
I honestly don't know of any.
I don't know any. Yeah, I don't have any big games coming out this year. I'm hyped for
that's a good point.
Monster Hunter in 17 days, but I'm 100% sure that's going to be a good game.
Yeah, most likely.
I don't know.
So somebody in the comments on that post, I'm sorry, I'm still stuck on these comments, so they're hilarious. But one guy said, which makes a lot of sense, who wants to place bets on the new update, including XP boosters that you could purchase with real money?
Yeah. Oh, that was the other thing. There's like some kind of virtual training area or like some kind of area in the game now that you can go to that's like sponsored by Intel or something like that.
Oh, good.
So it's like an actual Intel branded area in game. Like, what? What is this era that we're in where there's like the Intel training area in the Avengers, the game? Like, what?
Do you want to buy a PC in a game on PC? Let's do it.
It's so weird. Speaking of free-to-play, though, Fall Guys was bought by Epic.
Really?
Yeah. And then when asked about the possibility of becoming a free-to-play game, because Epic loves free-to-play, they said there's no solid plans right now. And they had like an exclamation mark at the end. So maybe later this year or in the future, Fall Guys is going free-to-play, which... Hmm. Avengers going free to play doesn't I could not care less. Like, I literally couldn't care less. I'm not gonna touch that game with a 10-foot pole. Fall Guys going free to play though, I would hop on Fall Guys and give it a try.
Yeah, I would too. Definitely. I never played it, so
I don't have anything against it. I just wasn't interested in it enough to buy it.
Wow, I was looking at my a quick little story time. I was thinking of games to play just with my friends, and I was like, hey, there's Prop Hunt in Gary's mod. I wonder who has Gary's mod. So I looked on my Steam, and I looked for Gary's mod, and it's in my library, and then I go to click on it, and it says purchase. I was like, what?
Oh, yeah. You didn't tell me what happened with this.
So I don't know what happened.
You still don't know?
It says I have three hours of playtime in the game. And my last time I played was in 2018. Which, I mean, it was a long time ago, but you know, you don't lose games because you don't play them. That's not how that works.
Man, that would suck if that's how it worked, though. Can you imagine how barren everyone's
games left?
Yeah, can you imagine how barren everyone's Steam libraries would look if
for real
they would like expired after a year or 2 years if you didn't play them?
That's crazy. But I was like, what the heck's going on? And I tried restarting Steam. I tried, you know, whatever. I even went into my my purchase history, and it's not in my purchase history.
Ooh.
What?
So I have a game that I have playtime in, but I technically never bought it.
Was there like a Garry's Mod free trial weekend, maybe? Are you 100% sure that you bought it? Because Steam will do like the free trial weekends of games. And yeah, you can have it in your Steam library, and it'll show that it's in your library, but you don't actually have it if you downloaded it during the free trial weekend and never bought it afterwards.
I'm pretty positive I bought it when it was like $1 or something. It was on like super sale.
Huh.
But maybe, I don't know.
The funny part was, though, Corin was like, yeah, who has Garry's Mod in our Discord channel? And I was like, yeah, I don't have it. And then a couple of other people were like, yeah, I have it. I haven't played it in a long time. And Corin was like, okay, this is weird. I have it, but I don't have it. And I check on mine, and I'm like, oh, I do have it, but I've never downloaded it or played it. So I think I just stole Corin's copy of Garry's Mod.
Yeah, I think so. I'm also looking at my purchase history on Steam, and the very first game I bought on Steam was Half-Life 2.
Wow.
So I just looked into this real quick because I was curious. So I went, found Garry's Mod on Steam, and I went to like friends who have it or who have played it. I have 54 friends that have played Garry's Mod, but I only have 10 people who own Garry's Mod.
Wow.
Hmm.
So maybe they just went around and just and like some of these people, like you don't get the game. You some don't of these get
people
the
have hundreds of hours. Like this guy has 230 hours.
Oh my God.
This guy has 850 hours. This guy has 1,090 hours.
In Garry's Mod?
Yeah, 1,090 hours in Garry's Mod.
What?
I mean, it is an old game.
He doesn't own it.
Wow. Okay. Maybe this
it
is
was
like
free
a...
to play and it went not.
Hold up, though. Go through.
It's
I don't
always
know, man.
Been purchased.
Go through your Steam history. This is actually interesting. What's your most played game on Steam? Okay. And how many hours do you have in it?
How do you...
My most played game.
I don't think there's a way to sort by that. yeah, I don't think you can sort by it. But like, you can be semi-certain what your most played games are and like just check them.
Oh, dude, we need to start playing Ark again.
Is that one of your most played games?
No, I just checked. I have 163 hours in that game.
Oh, okay. I have 4.7
hours. So, you know what? Fun fact. If you click on games, it sorts it by playtime.
What?
Really? Yeah, you could sort by playtime, name, or achievement completion. My most played games are CSGO with 780 hours and Rocket League with 482.
I don't see this sort.
Yeah, where
my third is Ark Survival Evolved.
Okay, you're in library, right?
Yeah. No, I went to my name.
Oh, okay. And then games.
Yeah.
And then games. All games, and then sort by playtime.
Playtime.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, so, okay.
I knew this already.
Wow.
Okay. So what's yours, Devin?
I sent it in the chat, but Counter-Strike, Rocket League, Ark.
Okay.
Are my three most Steam games.
Ooh, those are rookie numbers. What the heck?
Y'all think I play so much. I don't play that much.
Corn?
No Man's Sky, what the heck is that?
It was a mistake.
Yo, for real though?
I heard...
Yeah, I've heard good things about No Man's Sky recently.
Yeah,
It must have gotten better because it used to be trash.
Oh, it was terrible. It was one of the worst game launches ever.
So I was part of the alpha for it, and then I bought the beta because it was good, and then the beta got changed like terribly, and it was terrible after that. And so, like, I played it for a couple days, and I was like, can't do it, sorry. And then just never touched it again.
My favorite part about No Man's Sky on release was the fact that they're like, yeah, it's multiplayer, but
it's not.
There's no matchmaking, and you can maybe find your friends on a planet, maybe, if you're on the same server at the same time zone and the same, like, part of the server, like
No Man's Sky is the perfect example of a game that had such a terrible launch, absolute trash game. People lost faith in the game, and then they totally turned it around, which with No Man's Sky, I forget even what the update was, and it was free for everybody. Every update since then has been free. They haven't charged for any of their updates, and the game's actually really good now, to the point where I want to buy it and try it.
Yeah, I heard there's matchmaking too, and like it's really fun to play with your friends.
Yeah.
So that was like the selling point for it in the beginning, was that it was like multiplayer. So me and my roommate both bought it at the time, and we literally spent like 27 hours trying to find each other. And could not. And then there was a point where we were on the same planet in the same solar system. Like, everything was identical. Like, we took the time and got there. And we stood in the same coordinates and did not find each other. But we were on the same planet. Like, we were literally the same coordinates and did not see each other. And so we were like, well, not possible. Bye.
That's bad.
So, like, if I log in right now, I could probably find him, because if they fixed it, we would both still be standing in that spot, because we both shut it off and did not touch it since.
Well, if you think that Devin has rookie numbers, I got some more rookie numbers. I don't know why, though.
What?
I feel like they're not accurate, but also there's other games that I've played. Because some games have switched to Steam that weren't originally on Steam also.
True.
Yeah. My my most played game still to this day is Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 multiplayer.
Really?
Dude, I owned in that game, man. But this is the kicker. I only have 260 hours on it.
Okay, the thing is, though, you played a lot of like Star Wars The Old Republic before it went to Steam.
Mm-hmm.
Guild Wars 2 isn't on here. I'm trying to download the update on Guild Wars 2 right now so I can log in and check my playtime in there. But I actually don't know if it's... It might be...
I've had that...
It's close I'd say, what my other two top games are on Steam.
And then Counter-Strike is really close behind it at 262 hours. And then
I went hard in Counter-Strike, though. 780.
Yeah, you have like three main games that you played on Steam. I have... Call of Duty, Counter-Strike, Rocket League, PUBG, Ark, GTA, and this like racing sim, all in the 200s.
Well, I definitely put like 800 plus hours into StarCraft, though.
And also, I switched back. I've always had a PC, and I've always had a Steam profile, but for a while in my younger years, I was a console gamer.
That's true too. Yep.
So there's, you know, lots of hours of Destiny that are not recorded.
Yeah. Wow, this is really funny. Okay, so my top two games on Steam, I've got Path of Exile with like 1,400 hours. And then I've got Warframe with about the same. And then I've got Guild Wars 2 with 1,400 hours. They're all about the same.
Mm.
Interestingly.
So what I'm hearing is Jordan had no life before COVID.
That's true. But these are all games that have been around for forever, right? Like, yeah, I've been playing Guild Wars, Path of Exile. I actually haven't played Path of Exile for probably 3 years, though.
I'm honestly curious. When I was
playing it, I played that game like that was my main game. I pretty much played nothing else. That's how I play games, honestly. Like, when I play a game, I'll play that game and basically nothing else.
Yeah, I'm curious on my playtime for like Overwatch, for StarCraft, for what was it? League of Legends. When I was younger, I played that nonstop too.
Yeah, I have no idea what my playtime is on that, but I have a lot in that. I know that.
But anyway, comment on anything. Most played game. We'll put a post up and tell us what your most played game is and how many hours you got.
Yep.
I'm curious.
All right.
But
I got the next thing. Since we're on tech stuff right now. We talked about this a while back where Microsoft was buying Bethesda.
Oh, I saw this on the news too.
Yeah, they finally closed on the purchase of it.
Yep.
Really? So
$7.5 billion.
Wow.
Yeah. It took a while because, you know, countries want to be sure that there's not going to be like some kind of monopoly formed, and there's all kinds of like laws and legislations that has to be gone through. But yeah,
that's crazy.
Finally passed. And when I don't know if you saw this too, Devin, but when they were asked about like future Bethesda games on other consoles, they basically said it seemed to indicate that they're not going to be exclusive to Microsoft consoles at the very least. So like next Elder Scrolls game, future Doom games.
That probably would just be dumb on their behalf to not do it that way, because they would cut off so much of the revenue that Bethesda was worth, because they don't just make games for if they only made games for PC right now, sure, great, keep it that way if they wanted. But they make it for all the consoles, and that is so much more money, because they just paid, what was it, $7.5 billion for that?
Yeah.
So
but they do want to get their money's worth. It sounded like they might do something where like it comes out first on Xbox and then like later on Switch and PS5 or whatever.
What else is interesting is back in October of 2018, they paid $7.5 billion for GitHub code sharing.
Microsoft did?
Yeah.
It's like the same amount?
Yeah, same amount.
Huh.
Okay.
It's just a weird thing.
To move on, I see.
How dare you?
Jordan, you have this topic right here that Germany is considering the banning of the sale of loot boxes.
Loot box to games minors. To minors, yep.
So that's been debated for a while now. Yeah,
this has been going on for forever.
It started, I'm pretty sure it started with CSGO. With the
it really kicked off with Star Wars Battlefront 2. That's what really brought the issue of loot boxes to light. So we can all thank that game, however trash it was at the beginning, for making countries actually look at loot boxes and making people actually be like, does this cause gambling addiction or is it related to gambling addiction? Maybe.
So, okay, I agree with you. I definitely agree that Star Wars was the one that sent it over the edge. But there, I don't know if you remember all the big controversy.
I want a knife.
CSGO.
Yeah, the CSGO like trading stuff. Things where you could spend like thousands of dollars on like a CSGO knife skin. That was a big deal. Yeah.
That was a big deal. And that was a lot of these people were dealing in like, you know, real money. Yeah. Like literally, it was literally like a gamble.
I remember streams of, I think it was like Summit 1G, and there was one stream where he lost like over $1,000 on a knife skin somehow. I don't even remember how, but I'm pretty sure it was Summit 1G, and he lost like $1,000 something.
You know about like the scandal with Syndicate and whatever the other dude's name is with the CSGO Lotto, the site that were.
That's what it was. That's what it was.
Yeah, they owned the site, but they weren't saying they owned the site. Yeah. And they were like, "Oh, yeah, look at all this," and supposedly they were rigging sales to make it look like they were winning when it was just rigged. Mm-hmm. And they got in big trouble. I'm pretty sure Syndicate almost lost everything. He did lose a lot. He lost basically all his sponsorships. I don't know how he's doing as of recently. I think he's still making videos. But the other dude, Devin, do you remember the other dude's name?
I don't, but I remember seeing it.
Because
I used to watch them.
Martin?
Sounds familiar. It was so long ago, man.
Something Martin, but both of them were co-owners and basically on their YouTube. At the time, they were huge YouTubers. Like, they were big CSGO players and big Call of Duty players. At the time, that Call of Duty was like literally the game to play. So they were big time YouTubers, and they were trying to scam people with the site, and then claiming they had no affiliation. They weren't even saying that they were sponsored by these guys.
Wow, that's big time illegal.
Yeah, so it was a big scandal. They got sued a bunch of money, and then that brought to light the whole like CSGO gambling and like how much money there's in it, and how these literally, this thing that literally does nothing, it's just a skin on an item in a video game that you barely use anyways, mm-hmm. are worth thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. And we're talking like there's skins out there that are worth like $50,000. I'm mm-hmm. pretty sure still to this day.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. It's still a big game.
So we have a friend that I won't say his name on the podcast, but he actually got a loot box one day on CSGO and got a skin. And it happened to be a knife skin that was kind of rare, and it was worth like $1,800 or something.
Kind of, I like kind of rare. It's kind of rare. How much is it worth? $1,800.
No, that's not that high up for a knife.
Oh, I know. That goes to show how stupid it is.
So he was able to find somebody who wanted it, so he sold it to that person for the real money, and he was able to use that as a down payment for his car, or part of a down payment for his car.
That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, good for him. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, for real. I have a skin on there. It's the Cyrex skin for a M4 on CSGO, and it's worth like 100-something bucks last I checked.
I don't fully understand skins in CSGO because, like Corin said, you barely see it. When you're in like the middle of a firefight, you're not going to freaking see you're not going to see if you have a like $1,500 skin, let alone if the person that you're fighting and shooting at has a $1,500 skin. What is the point?
Yeah,
I don't.
Well, so it's literally just for theatrics. People to flex on other people.
Yep.
And the biggest thing, the thing I liked the most with the skins is that you had a chance at getting a stat track version. And it would keep track of the amount of kills you had with that weapon.
Okay, so that's actually something.
So that was
still
pretty cool.
Minor. But then I think about games like League of Legends, where you get like a deluxe skin, like a legendary skin.
And you're looking at it the whole time, though.
You're looking at it the whole time. It'll change like your skill animations.
Yeah,
it'll
change your icon. Whole animation.
Yeah.
And it's like $30 tops.
Yep.
It's weird. And it's not a loot box. You just buy it.
The whole CSGO crates thing is really there's whole YouTubers that's literally how they made it big on YouTube, just opening loot boxes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's something else I want to talk to you guys about. It's some car stuff. Is it okay if I go again? Go next?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So do you guys remember back in, I think it was like somewhere around like 2008, where Porsche was trying to purchase Volkswagen?
Yes.
They're trying to do like a weird like semi-hostile takeover of Volkswagen.
So I think so, yeah.
They like slowly started buying in like all of the stocks and things like that. So Porsche is at it again with nearly a quarter of Rimac. Purchased with $83 million. They now own 24% of Rimac.
Jeez.
Which, I mean, they had 15.5% before, and now all of a sudden they just jumped up to 24%. So it's kind of interesting to see that, and I wonder if the same thing is going to happen again, because last time it really blew up in their face.
Yeah.
but now they're owned by Volkswagen, so they have the backing. They have the financial backing if they need it.
Which is funny how the switch there, but
yeah, that it's actually a really interesting story.
They're taking the opportunity when all the hype is on GME and AMC, and they're like, oh, we gotta buy more Rimac.
To the moon, diamond hands.
To the moon.
Porsche's diamond hands on Rimac.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, so that's just kind of interesting to see, because instead of going a electric car route on their own, it looks like they're just investing in a company that's like, oh, we're going to do electric cars anyway, which it's kind of cool. I'd like to see it be like two separate things where Porsche doesn't just switch to all electric, because they do make a good car. Yeah. And there's something unique about a Porsche. And like, if I were to get like, you know, that, pardon my phrasing, but like douchebag car that you drive, you know, like you know which cars they are when you're like, oh, you're, I know that guy's
your M3s and M5s, yeah. your Porsche 911s, your,
and not to say that everybody who drives one is, but there's a stereotype goes along with them,
which there's a little bit of truth to it,
right? But if I were to get one of those types of cars, I'd probably be like most okay with getting a Porsche.
Yeah
because it's like a very respectable performance car in that way. I mean, would I mind an M3? Of course not. But I mean, a Porsche,
I think there's the least amount of douchebag stereotype around Porsche as well. Yeah, there's a stereotype. I don't think it's a douche stereotype, but what are your like most stereotypically douchey cars? I think it's like BMW M3 and M5,
a Jag.
Jags, Mercedes, for like any Mercedes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably it. That's my list.
I can't think of any. Like Hummer. Range Rovers.
Hummer. Oh, yeah.
Dude, yeah. That's got to go at the top of the list. You see a dude in a Hummer, he's 150,000% a douchebag. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Range Rover sometimes. Ugly. There's quite a few of them in there.
Range Rover, I feel like they have a little class.
Range Rover is the cool guy version of a Hummer.
Hold on. You have one end of the spectrum or the other. You either have the soccer mom who has no idea how to drive the car.
Yeah.
Like, true. Doesn't use it how it's supposed to be. Or you have the douchebag guy. Yeah. That's look at my like 35-inch wheels on my
Which is funny, because then on the other hand, you have the Range Rover douchebag driver, and you've got like the Land Rover, I do nothing but off-road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Same company.
You see like the 95 Land Rover that looks like it's brand new.
Yeah.
But it also looks like he just took it like in the mud. Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah.
I have some other car news. Sorry to whoever I cut off.
No, that's fine.
We've talked about these guys before, and they just continue to amaze me with their content. And obviously I'm talking about Night Rides.
Yes.
On YouTube.
I've been watching their stuff lately. So good.
I've been watching their V8 Miata build. Oh my goodness.
I haven't started that yet.
That it looks so cool. So he's putting a 1UZ FE V8 in a Miata, and which I don't think I've ever seen done, but maybe
that's the Toyota V8, right?
Yeah, the 4-cam V8. But man, the production value of everything this dude makes is just amazing. I was watching a video today, and it was funny because he kind of called out other car channels, and he's like other car channels with 250,000 subscribers, and he's like showing like clips of it, and they're like driving Lamborghinis. I just bought my Lamborghini or whatever, and then he's like having to shovel coal in his little apartment to fuel his furnace. He's like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. And I was just like, dang, struggle's real. But man, I actually messaged him today because I would love to just pick his brain on the podcast, just not only about cars, but his love for editing and the production value on everything he makes is just, it's so, he deserves way more subscribers than he has. Just everything he does is amazing. And I kind of just wanted to, you know, fluff that up a little bit. I'm probably gonna tag him in this, but yeah.
Since Devin can't get Henry Cavill on the podcast, I guess.
Listen, I'm trying. Well, you were on there. Did you see all the messages I've been sending to these people?
Like, no.
I have been literally just like, I'm pretty sure I have a restraining order out against me.
You probably
You're going to get us Nintendo'd.
Yeah, we're going to get. Yeah, but it'll be for trying to message people too much. Like, Miata Dad, if you're listening, please message me back. I've messaged you like a dozen times already. And you don't even read them, man. It hurts.
I don't think we're big enough yet.
Not yet.
How did we get Night Ride to respond? And he's got 250. What? I mean, you got Night Ride channel to respond, right?
No, he hasn't responded yet. Yeah,
he did.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he said he'll be checking out our stuff tomorrow. He said it sounds interesting. Yeah.
What? I gotta look at this right now.
Yeah, I saw that earlier. He responded to me, so I liked the message.
Oh my god!
I was gonna let you respond to him because you messaged him.
Well,
holy crap!
As we know, Corin was
That's
at
a
work,
genuine reaction. So. Hold on, guys.
Dude!
That right there is a genuine reaction.
This is not
this
scripted.
Man really had no idea.
Nope.
Oh my god, dude, that's awesome!
But I'd like to know how we got Night Ride to respond, but I can't get Greg from the Car Passion channel. Greg, freaking message me back, bro. I miss you.
No, screw Greg. I want Night Rides on here, dude.
Oh, but see,
holy
I would love
crap.
To have both
Greg,
of
if you'll
them
come on too.
At some point.
Yeah, yeah. We'd also like you too, Greg. But
I mean, please, he is Miata Dad.
At least, like, at least look at our messages.
Like, yeah.
At least read them, man.
He love me.
Dude, that honestly makes me so happy. That is so cool. Yeah.
So hopefully we can we can work something out and get Night Ride on our podcast coming up in the future. That'd be pretty
I'm
epic.
Nervous now. I didn't expect him actually to respond.
He's gonna listen to this episode and be like, "Why did I do this?"
He's like, "No, I'm not doing it now.
I should have never." I gotta
post
them.
This after he comes on.
I'm gonna edit all this out and just okay, professional now.
We're not professional. I don't know how to act professional. We just aren't. Like,
oh, dude, that's
this is
awesome.
Such a relaxed podcast. I don't know how to be professional on it.
No,
but yeah, well, no. I was excited to see that. I was like, I did not realize he had 256,000 subs.
Yeah, that's a lot for YouTube. I mean,
yeah,
and it's a lot for YouTube, but not a lot for his content. Like, his content is so beyond that. Like,
yeah, it's so high quality. It's literally just like,
and like, that's
when
not
I, when
me
I say
just,
think of like a cinematic masterpiece movie, like I'm not talking like the same movie you would go and see like in a theater, but like way better quality almost.
The angles of his shots, the quality of the video, his color grading, his audio, like everything. There's like nothing. And it makes the watching his videos so enjoyable. He could like be like, I was watching one of his build videos, and he was literally putting silicone gaskets in. No, it wasn't even gaskets. What?
The RTV?
Oh my god. No. In his.
Finish the sentence.
I can't think of the word. There's just words out of my... But he was doing something really basic, but it was so nice. His angle and the way he edited it, it was just...
I gotta say, it takes somebody with, like, actual real talent to be able to do something monotonous and what you would think of as, like, boring. Because, like, when you said that, like, he's just, like, you know, working on a car, like, doing some basic stuff to it, I keep going back to Cletus McFarland in that respect, because he has so many videos out right now of him just doing maintenance on a racetrack. Not even any car like content in it. He's just like, yeah, we're going to be laying some concrete today. But he's got millions of views on this stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's so entertaining to watch. I don't know why I watch it. Like, I'm not really that interested. I've laid concrete. It's not fun.
It's really
like,
not.
It's just not. Like, I've done this stuff. But I'm like, man, I want to watch this guy do it. That looks cool. But I'm like, I still don't want to go outside and do it myself after. Like,
okay, that's an interesting topic, though, because Devin and I, before Corin got on, we were talking about just like some different games, and we were talking about League of Legends as well. And like, I haven't played League in a year, 2 years. I might have played it once in the last year. That's it. But I still like watching it. Why is that? Why do we enjoy watching things that we don't actually enjoy doing?
Right? It's just such a weird concept because
it's the let's play. It's the let's play like phenomenon. Like why do we like watching people play video games so much, no matter what it is?
But most of the games that I enjoy watching people play are games that I am currently playing, the games that I currently enjoy playing.
And you know, I get to this point, if I'm playing that game or have access to play that game, I get frustrated when I'm watching somebody else play it. Because yes. I just want to play it myself.
Exactly.
Like, I get, like at first I'm like, oh, this is so entertaining. And then I'm like, man, I'm sick of this. Like, let me just go do this myself. So, it's really interesting. That whole, like, the mental state of people for that. Which we're getting way out of topic on this podcast. Because that is not something we cover. We don't
There's no topic on this podcast.
Yeah, we don't have a jurisdiction.
No,
Devin. Okay,
right. Come on. Well,
hey, someone mentioned Nintendo earlier, though.
Oh God,
the Nintendo Switch Pro is coming out.
That was before the podcast. We mentioned it. You're not allowed to talk about it.
No, Corin literally said Nintendo'd.
This is an anti-Nintendo podcast.
You guys might be anti-Nintendo. I understand that they do some stupid stuff, but I still enjoy Nintendo products.
I'm still boycotting Nintendo.
Well, you have fun on your crusade. I'll be enjoying fun games.
Oh, what? You're going to buy the $7,000 Nintendo Switch Pro?
No, I will not buy the Switch Pro. But yeah, the Switch Pro is coming out. It's going to have a bigger OLED screen and perhaps a bit more processing and graphical processing power.
How much are they going to make it? Because the pro the regular Switch is still like $350.
It's $300 for the Switch. It's like $200 for the Switch Lite. It'll probably be $350, maybe $400. But still, when you compare that to like a Xbox Series X or a PS5, it's still way less. And you have the advantage of it being... mobile, you can play it.
See, that's
on your computer. That's my hardest
sell point for it, though.
Hmm?
My hardest sell point for it is when you compare it to a console, like an actual standalone console, like a PlayStation 5 or Xbox, you know, new version. I don't even know the naming of it anymore. I'm not gonna fake like I do. I just don't know the naming of it. Xbox really screwed up the naming of the new console.
Series X.
Oh, Series X.
Like, I don't even want... My brain does not have the capacity to think about the difference there. Or as I like to call it,
the Sexbox Series X.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway. The new consoles have so much more power than the Switch.
Yeah.
That, like, I can't justify the portability aspect of it because I'm also not going to take a Nintendo Switch out with me in public. Like, I'm not going to be playing it while I'm walking around the supermarket.
Okay, like, sure. But like, you go on a like a vacation.
On a what?
You go on a vacation.
Yeah, where I have to drive?
Drive all the time?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't fly.
Well, make G drive.
I'm not getting on one of those tin cans.
I'm also looking at your messages.
Don't.
To Miata Dad. And you sound so desperate.
I am desperate. Okay? Like, you guys just You put such a high expectation on me. I can't meet your expectations.
The last message we sent to Henry Cavill. Hey, just wondering if you saw this.
Hey, I don't know if you saw my last 5 messages. If you could please respond.
Please just at least look at them. Just please I'll say count something. As a win if you look at it.
Just say I'm trash. Just say anything.
Just spit on me.
Just step on me. Do anything.
Yeah, no, it's been rough, man. I gotta say, it's been rough.
Shout I have out to a recall. Night Rise, though, literally responding to us within the day that I messaged him. Man, that yeah, like, so freaking cool.
Props to him being so down to earth.
I'm so excited.
I do have a recall if we want to wrap up.
Yeah, it's recall
up
time.
To that time.
Yeah, it's recall
time. All right, our big recall for the day, Kia. Kia recalls 308,000 vehicles for a fire risk.
Ooh,
you know what they told them to do? They said, go ahead and park outside. Don't park in your garage. Park outside.
Oh.
Are you serious?
I am as serious as this recall is, yes. Dead serious. There's the
does
link.
Does your
the link's
car
in there.
Catch spontaneously catch fire? Oh, it does?
Just park outside. It's fine.
They're recalling the 2017 to 2019 Cadenza and also the 2017 to 2021 Sportage due to the possibility of an electrical short which can cause a fire in the engine compartment. And there's a lot of flammable things in an engine compartment, like brake fluid.
Gas.
Yeah, things like that. Where... yes, they do have a good idea of not parking it in your house, but also I wouldn't want to drive it. Like, I wouldn't feel safe with that in my driveway at this point. I would definitely get that checked out because that's not a small thing. And last year they had the recall for the brake fluid reservoir or something like.
We really have to do more research on the recalled vehicles because I guarantee you vehicle releases to the amount of recall for Kia must be through the roof. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh, it's got to be.
Like nine out of 10 of their vehicles have a recall for them.
So,
okay, these
I found
last,
the other two recalls.
Hold on. These last two paragraphs about the investigation into the Hyundai and Kia vehicles, they were fined $210 million for moving too slowly. And then apparently they denied the allegation for moving too slowly, but they still paid the fine to avoid any kind of legal fight.
We didn't move
slow.
We definitely didn't.
Here's your money. We don't want to fight about it, but we definitely didn't. I just want that to be made clear. But here's your money. How can you look any more guilty by being like, no, we didn't, but here you go. But we definitely didn't.
That'd be like getting a speeding ticket, being like, sorry, officer, I know I was going 5 miles over, but I wasn't going 5 miles over.
And then paying the speeding ticket.
And also, here's your money for the speeding ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah. Last year, Hyundai and Kia recalled 591,000 vehicles for the brake.
That's what I was thinking of.
Wow.
Putting...
Wow.
He was
what is wrong with you?
Bushing in his suspension.
Last year, Kia recalled something like bushing.
Yeah.
What? Bushing.
Anyway, I'm going to finish my sentence now. They recalled 591,000 vehicles for a brake fluid leak, which would result in a fire. And then in early of 2020, they recalled 430,000 Hyundai Elantras for water entering the ABS module and starting a fire.
Dude, someone,
if you have a Kia or a Hyundai, it's going to catch on fire. Do not do
it. Yeah, someone at Kia and Hyundai, it's the same person. They just love fire. And they're like, yeah, we're just going to make sure all
how
these cars start
how
on
How can
fire.
We make our cars
more flammable?
Become bonfires.
So there's 4 comments on this post on Car and Driver. The first one is Kia, means killed in action.
Oh my god.
And then the other one is finally something to get people fired up about for the Kia Sportage.
Wow.
Wow.
Like, props to that guy. That's pretty funny. Anyway, get the recall done. Like, I don't know what they're going to do to fix that. Sell your car
because it's going to start on fire anyways.
Yeah, they're going to fix it, but what they're going to do is probably like replace a bad fuse and then it's going to catch on fire somewhere else.
Yep.
So just
sell it.
I can't say having it is a good idea at this point. They've had recalls on these models starting in 2010.
Or just, you know what?
And it's all been fire risks.
You know what? Get it fixed. Get the recall fixed. And then just park it outside.
Yeah, just park it outside.
Yeah, just leave it outside.
At least 100 feet away from your house. Yep.
Yeah, and then just, don't drive just it. Just in case. And then don't drive it ever and again. And then don't drive it.
Just you put know the how keys you see inside the car
and lock it.
You know how like when you're driving on a country road and like you see the car in that guy's yard and it's like
country road,
like it's got grass coming up out of the roof of it.
It's a Kia.
Like, yeah, it's that's going to be your Kia Sorento in 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, or your Sportage or your whatever else, Cadenza is on this list. Anyway, so yeah, just like be careful about that stuff because it's not good.
No.
don't let it happen.
It might be funny, but it's definitely serious. Yeah,
it's only funny if you don't own a Kia or a Honda.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not funny if you're part of it. So don't be part of it. Stay safe. Do your recalls.
Yeah.
Sell your car.
We love you.
Most importantly,
and go give Night Ride on YouTube a follow.
Yeah,
because
and a comment and a
we
like.
We might be able to get him on our
and pester him until soon. He gets on the podcast.
No! Don't pester him. Don't pester him.
Don't bother.
He responded.
Yeah, he's just a very nice man.
Okay, that's true.
If you want to pester anybody, go pester Miata Dad.
Yeah, pester Miata Dad and Henry Cavill.
Or Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
Or
and Mark Hamill.
Mark Hamill. Yeah. Like yep. Those guys yeah. just
and Keanu
don't
Reeves.
Care about me.
Yeah.
Hold on. I haven't messaged somehow, Keanu, so we can't really say that he didn't respond because, like, I just haven't tried.
Oh, okay.
Well, Keanu doesn't have any social media, and if it is like, oh, this is Keanu, it's definitely not him. It's run by his PR team.
Can he be reached?
I honestly don't think so. He's a very
you know what? I just searched
anti-internet guy,
Keanu Reeves, and they're. He just doesn't have a he really just doesn't have a account.
Okay, that's cool though.
No, it is cool.
That's like, super cool.
I respect him for that.
That's very respectful, and that would 100% be me.
And also, Keanu Reeves still, you know, uses like public transit and like just does his things just around like a normal guy. It's hilarious.
I have one last thing to say.
Awesome.
Before somebody closes this out, I got a 20-ton shop press.
Okay. I don't know what you want me to do with that
information. I bought that the other day on a whim. Not on a whim. I can use it for stuff, but like I bought it because I wanted it. And it was cool. And then I took a piece
So you bought a 20-ton shop press.
Yeah.
But you didn't buy a $30 mic.
It's useful.
You're deplorable.
This guy has bought.
It was a good deal.
This guy has bought a hot tub, a kegerator.
I was. Hold on.
A Miata.
No, he didn't. He didn't buy a hot tub. He was given a hot tub and then spent as much money as he would to get a brand new hot tub.
Hold on, no, I did not. I did not spend as much money. I spent a lot less money.
But still, a lot of money.
And then he got a kegerator. And then he spent as much money as you would buying a brand new kegerator to fix that kegerator.
No, the kegerator worked fine. I just bought a keg for it.
And then he bought a 20-ton press for who?
For what?
I
don't know.
To press things. Who knows? He's gonna. I'm gonna put down in the link below his Devin's new hydraulic press channel.
No, it's one of those channels where he just puts stuff in it.
Bushings,
squashes it.
Bushings. It's for bushings. You could press bushings and bearings and stuff for car suspension in and out with it. I needed it.
And other random things like doorknobs and cans.
Or somebody's hand.
And a baby Yoda action figure.
Yeah, but seriously, guys, though, if you like start sending me stuff to squish, I'll squish it for you.
Oh, okay, yeah, for real, though. Send stuff to Devin. Yeah, for real, though. He'll squish it. We'll post it on Instagram. We'll
post it on Instagram, yeah.
We're going to have there's the most nothing, random podcast page ever.
Nothing explosive, please.
No. Explosive is good. Explosive is views. We're good.
Yes.
Yeah.
The only thing is it's a hand press, so I have to hand crank it. Explosive anyway, is so views. We're going to move on. It is. Who's closing us out?
Bye.
All right. See you guys. Thanks for listening. Hi.